listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with Wayne Fritz.
Hey, Bruce.
How's it going?
See my beard?
There you go.
Ain't it weird?
Yeah. There you go.
Don't be scared.
There you go.
It's just a beard.
All right. Well, did you have a great Thanksgiving over there?
I am still full. It was a wonderful Thanksgiving. So much to be thankful for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why I wanted to have a Thanksgiving weekend show to kind of talk about that. So, all right.
Well, I'm doing a funeral run this week.
I know. You said you had two, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to Florida in the morning and giving the eulogy. That's quite an honor. But then I fly to Milwaukee, and Ryan's father passed away after 2 months of finding he had cancer.
Oh, what kind of cancer was it?
It's an odd kind of, it's like of the bile or something like that. Bile cancer is unusual. Hmm.
Okay. Oh, man. Sorry to hear that.
In the last month, I've been to three. You know, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
They're all Salad Master people. So. But anyway.
Yeah. Wow. I'm so sorry.
I'll be seeing a lot of good people too, and it's just sad you got to see them at times like this. But I got to go. You know, I mean, Ryan, I'm representing Salad Master too, but I'm representing me.
Right, right.
It'll be a good trip. My friend in Florida, he's been on the show. That's Dave. That's the guy in Florida that he's a pretty good guy.
Okay.
And he's an awesome, and he's beside himself. I mean, they were married 42 years, I think.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
He's a type A personality.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I know you've been on the road a lot, doing a lot of work and coaching and those things. So kind of share a little bit about that.
Well, I think I'm going to be on the road a little bit more. There's a lot of, you know, changes. Things happen and people get nervous, so then they want to see some stability. It's just normal baloney, but it's good for me because they want me to calm the water again. And so I feel pretty blessed that they look to me for that.
So whenever there's personnel changes?
Because you make the wrong ones. I mean, that's not a critique. That's normal. You do the best you can do, but that's the same thing. You look at NFL football or baseball. You know, they're hiring and firing coaches all the time because they get one that's real good, but it just doesn't, the chemistry's not right or something. So they have to eventually get rid of them and get somebody else because they want to be in first place.
Right. Right.
Nobody joins a team to be in last place.
No, they don't. So are you having to, when they make a personnel change, are you trying to pick up the pieces and get people to cope with that?
Yeah.
Or are you helping the new person adjust to their new role and their new?
Well, I've wound up doing both in some cases. But generally, if I'm helping the person, it's sometimes to pick up the lack of trust from the field. So it's kind of, they come hand in hand. You get somebody new in there, and they don't have the culture. And I'll tell you, I don't think it's the same with a small ticket item like Avon or Tupperware, Mary Kay, but when you get in a big ticket item, I'm talking where it takes both people to sign it,
Right.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
You just don't go, lady doesn't go buy a tube of toothpaste and
right.
get it out of the dirty change in the bottom of her purse. This is a you know, $5,000, $6,000, $8,000, $10,000 investment.
It's like buying a car or a little car.
Well, yes, it's yeah. Back in mine, in your days, it'd have been a brand new car. But
yeah.
So those kinds of people that learn that business, and I said a long time ago on a show, my eye doctor when I was in high school, I had to get my eyes checked. That's when I started wearing glasses. And he wanted to know what I was going to do. And I said, well, I think I want to get into sales. He said, well, Wayne, let me tell you something. If you're going to sell something that costs a lot of money. So you can make a lot of money. Makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah.
That's genius, bro.
I mean, I'll never forget Dr. Andrews. And but to learn that skill, that is a skill set that you have to learn. Mm-hmm. And so those people are more closely knit and very much more independent than some small ticket people. Small ticket people do it for a different reason. They're wanting to build and grow, but large ticket people, they live it.
Yeah.
They live it. So they get a little bit itchy when something new comes in. And since I've been around a long time, I've seen it happen.
I mean, with all due respect, this is an outsider's point of view, but what I know and love is that I need to set up shows. Set up shows. And so I may have a new area manager or a new region, whatever, right? But is that really going to interfere in my sales acumen and my ability to, you know, process leads and you know what I mean?
Thank you. No, but yes.
Tell me how yes.
Well, because you're listening to bullshit. Excuse my term. There's a lot of things happening right now. There's people that have left the company and gone with another company.
A competitor?
Yeah. Okay. So that's going on at the same time. And even if they don't listen, it still messes up their day or their week. Gets their head messed up.
Okay.
And you've got to do exactly what you said. The most important thing is booking.
Book those shows.
But, you know, if you... You can make that second important or third or fourth because you're busy wrapped up in all this, all the other hubbub that doesn't make you a dime.
You mean the drama and the high school stuff?
Exactly. I mean,
it's not that these people are in cubicles and they're huddling around a water cooler. I mean, it's just a lot of texting or what?
Yep. I mean, they're on the phone. Listen, I got a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
He's been around a good while too. But mm-hmm. he'll call me sometimes and he'll talk about 45 minutes and he's just talking about all these other people and all this stuff and his opinion. And I get people like that. Pretty soon I said, well, let me ask you something. Do you have a show tonight? No. You mean to tell me that you spent 45 minutes to an hour sitting there talking to me about how bad everything is.
You could have used that same time.
Booked a show.
Because do you call them out like that?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. Because I said, you know, first I ask them if I can. They know if they're talking to me. I've already cleared. I can be honest.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we're. Otherwise, I'm no good. If I can't be honest, I'm no good. I'm not going to say, yeah, I tell you what, I'm crying too. It's awful. No, get off your seat, get on your feet. And so they expect that out of me, and they all know what I'm going to say, but still you have to listen. You know, a lot of times they just need to get that. They need to throw all that at a wall and get rid of it. And I'm a guy, I think my qualities are, I'm a guy that can take that. Let me, this just reminded me, Bruce, you know, Greg and Teddy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Teddy and I were talking, this was 6 or 8 weeks ago. And she told me, she said, Wayne, I figured it out. She said, you know, God has a calling for you and I know what it is. She said, you're an encourager.
Okay.
I never had anybody tell me that.
Yeah, I could see that. Totally.
And after I thought about it and prayed about it, I got to look at it. I said, well, you know what, daggone, that's a pretty good strong suit of mine that I'd never cubbyhole it like that. And so, yeah, I'm an encourager, and I'm proud of it, and God gives me the strength to do that. It gives me the ability and blesses me with that. So I'm doing this eulogy in Florida.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be
a eulogy. Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm the only guy talking. Dave told me I want you to do the eulogy. Now, there's a lot of stuff written that I'm going to have to.
Okay, good.
But then I can, you know, he knows I'm going to throw my stuff in. And, but, you know, one thing I'm going to be sure and do, because Flo's laying there in that old container that used to hold Flo's soul is laying in that coffin.
Okay.
She's physically, she's not there.
Right.
She's already gone. And I'll tell you, I kind of know where she is because she accepted Christ.
All right.
Good callbacks. So,
praise the Lord.
Yeah. And, you know, I've got to say something about that.
Oh, yeah.
My eulogy. And now it's not in there. It's not in what he's written. But I've got to say it because that's my – I'm going to encourage people.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. And tell – this is Dave, right?
Yeah.
Dave, right? Yeah, but you're going to tell him, hey, man, I'm going to say something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to spring any surprises on him.
Yeah.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Go Southern Baptist on you, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna start out by
– nothing wrong with that, by the way. I'm just kidding.
We are gathered here today.
Yeah. No, no. Yeah, it's a celebration of life, but you know exactly. What? It begs the question of, you know, we all want to say she's in a better place. You know, everybody wants to say that, and some people have a certain understanding of what that is, and other people just think it's just the Santa Claus in the sky that you go to.
Well, you know, that's a very good point you're making.
And if you're a good person and you like animals,
yeah,
you're going to be all right.
Oh, I've heard that so many times.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, anyway, yeah, so that'll be quite an honor to do, but
yeah.
It's also, it makes you jumpy as a fart in a skillet to be standing in front of people doing that.
Oh, well. But, you know, yeah, the good news is that you've got the people thing, but yeah, the gravity of the venue and what you're doing.
Yep.
And thinking that, you know, but you gotta do the celebration of life, but also do the right thing as far as, you know, I'm just talking from the hip, but you probably said, hey, you know, we had a discussion. Or I knew some about her, and I knew that she came to know and love the Lord, and I'm a full belief that she's up in heaven, you know, seeing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, and we all have the – every one of us here can go. It's simple.
Oh, no.
It's so simple. A lot of people like to make it difficult, but it's not. You know, we just accept the Lord Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And I'm going to tell you what, it's a gift.
It's a gift, unmerited and undeserved.
It is purely undeserved, but it is a gift. And yeah. He says it throughout the Bible. It's a gift. It's a gift. It's a gift. So anyway, I don't want to get
melancholy. No, I mean, and you know.
You know, my friend in Washington, whose son passed away, Larry was a minister. My friend.
Okay.
Well, my friend, too, but Larry's a 90-year-old minister.
Okay.
And, it's funny. I went to his church two different Sundays while I was up there.
Okay.
He's a greeter, you know, and he used to be the minister when it was a very little church. Now it's kind of not mega, but it's got 1,200 people in it now. And so they have a middle room where they have
parlor.
Yeah, like they have coffee and TVs out there, and you can get a blueberry muffin or something.
Right, right.
Now, they don't charge for the coffee, but if just like Gateway, if you wanted a cappuccino or something, they charge some money. And if you want a blueberry muffin or something, they charge you $3 or whatever it is. And this just makes Larry madder than heck. He said they shouldn't be charging anything. you know.
Hey, let them know that the Red Cross charges people. They show
up. Well, yeah, but no, listen, I'm telling you what, Larry's dead. He said, I'm going to go. He told his friend back there, who's a veteran, about 80-some years old, funnier than a crutch, good, just these guys are awesome. They were back there talking. He said, yeah, I'm going to go to Costco and I'm going to buy several boxes of those.
That can be his ministry. He can have the donut, the blueberry muffin ministry.
Well, he's threatening, and he said, I'm going to have a sign over here. You can pay for him over there or get him here for free.
Free. There you go.
And because he just doesn't think that you should be charging people. So, but it's just so funny because I always had a blueberry muffin and just a black cup of coffee.
So what our church did was they'd get thousands upon thousands upon thousands of Krispy Kreme and then sell them really like a quarter, I think it was, or you know what I mean? And so that really kind of takes the sting, right? Yeah. But I think the coffee was maybe a nickel, and
that's all good.
And the donut was a quarter, and so it really takes a sting out of that.
$3 or $4 for a blueberry muffin. That's Starbucks. Yeah. So that is. But listen, I don't think I just do it, and I'm happy to be there.
No, I know. I mean,
I had a good one. Well, I'll tell you, he gave a good one yesterday.
Robert Morris.
Man, I'm gonna tell you what. Last in a series, and it was about forgiveness.
Oh, boy.
The last word was forgiveness. And, you know, in the Bible where it says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big statement because it is not ours.
I know.
But it didn't ever hit me. Like, you know, it's like I told Teddy this morning, I said, you know, I think when I see those sins, what I'm doing is going to Bible study. The way he teaches. And he talked about forgiveness.
That's the way he should teach. Low key. I mean, yeah. Right? I mean, you should be teaching from the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And there's people that make it hard because, again, I was saying, we started this off talking about that funeral. All we have to do is accept Jesus. That's all we have to do. And we have the gift just given to us freely.
Now, it's not just about getting fire insurance, Wayne. Let's talk about.
Exactly.
Discipleship and sanctification.
That we got to do. But listen, we don't have to work for it. We don't have to.
No. Right. It's not salvation by works.
And that's what they were talking. That's what I said. I said, now listen, and here's why. Because if you have to work for it, then you're going to watch somebody. And they're not going to deserve it as much as you do because they're not working as hard as you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, that's not what God intends. He went all through that with just slicker and greased owl manure. I mean, man, it was just, put it in, as Larry would say, it put it in a whole new proceptive.
Yeah, man.
You've been traveling all around too, haven't you?
A little bit. I'm going to do a little trip this week. Down to Austin and see a fight, and actually have a coaching client down there as well. So it was a good mixture of folks, and gonna let the beard grow out a little bit longer just to have a little fun with it. Cut it off probably next couple of weeks, but
we've got to have fun with them now, man. Just got
to Oh man, you know it's at the university. It's on the University of Texas campus, so it's always a good venue, and looking forward to it. And the boys are going, that means my sons.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. Not like Wayne and some other guys.
I'm talking about boys,
my children, my children. My children. So they're coming. So I'm looking forward to that. And
it'll be fantastic.
And yeah, it'll be good, man. Always a fun time. Always a fun time. So
Braden has this. You know, he just came home for Thanksgiving, and he's got 90 plus in every class.
So. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, but he said somebody in the Thanksgiving dinner said that. Let me see. Because he was tired. You know, he's home crashing a few days because he works hard at school.
Yeah.
And they said, are you working hard because the courses are hard or because you're focused? He said, both.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he's having a – he's working hard, but he said it's hard.
Yeah, that's the right answer. You can't get those kind of grades in any major over there without being focused and working hard. So I think, you know, spot on.
But he says he's got a good roommate. They get along.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I know my youngest, my son, Braden. He's enjoying his degree and putting a good use to that business degree. So he's doing real well. And
that's fantastic.
And proud of him.
You see, they're going to get a new coach.
Finally getting a new coach. I was hoping they'd keep that interim coach. I mean, he was rallying the troops.
Exactly.
From what I understand, he's a fantastic Christian guy. It was really, you know, I mean, they like him. I mean, for the love of God, man, at some point, you know, what do you say? But, hey, you know what? They got a new coach. Hopefully he'll be able to do the same stuff. And
great for him and love him.
You know, what an interesting dichotomy from A&M that has all the talent in the world but might not have been coached effectively versus a team like Colorado that's building talent and has Deion Sanders. I know, got to mention him again this week.
Yep.
You know, they're trying to build. I know they had a four-win season, maybe five, I don't know, but that's four more games than they won last year. So it's a spiritual victory. I know, you know, us Cowboy fans go through the same circle of denial. We dim boys. And then after the wild card, we gone, you know. Don't want to say that this year. Seems to be a good year for the boys.
Somebody's looking at Groden that was out of the NFL for a couple of years because he said some disparaging. But yep. What college is looking at him? Is it the college is looking at hiring him?
Well, I mean, Deion Sanders hired a professional guy just recently for, I think, a defensive coordinator. Of course, I forget who it was. I can see Warren Sapp.
Oh, well, Warren Sapp's awesome. This guy is. I'm surprised you didn't pick up on it here because I just read the news. I wish I could find him while we're talking here, but he's going with. I mean, it may be a done deal, and it's a big. Wait a minute. Who's A&M getting as their head coach? Have they named him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
It's not Josh Groden.
No.
Well, that's who I'm talking. Here it is. Indiana.
Okay.
John Gruden.
Okay, yeah. Mike Elko is the.
Yeah. I had it. Okay. Sorry about that.
Mike Elko.
Okay.
I think he came from Duke.
That's it. He came from Duke. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
I read that this morning, too. I got them mixed up. John Gruden, I think, is a good coach.
Yeah, he's good, too.
He's a great guy. And I liked his enthusiasm, his youth then. And so I don't know if he's still – but we'll see what happens. There's so much going on. And, you know, you look at Thanksgiving and with all the challenges, world problems.
Yes.
You know, especially I think as Americans, we still have so much to be thankful for. And people that are out there saying it's no good. God says, give thanks in all things, man.
So what does it between now and the end of the year look like for you work wise?
I'm not sure.
After the funerals.
Yeah. After the funerals, I'll have a better, view of it. But right now it's a 30,000 foot view. And I was told by Ryan, I'm going to be getting very busy. So
what
that means, I don't know. But they've got.
Before the end of the year, getting busy or?
Yep, before and going on through. So, hey man, It's like that movie, The Other Guys, you know, with Gator needs a little walking around money.
Yeah. You still working on your retail, on your physical space?
I do some of it, but I'm not as much into that. You can't do everything, you know, and I've had to make some decisions on what to do and what not to do.
But you still have it?
Yeah, I still got it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And they called me and want to do some stuff. But you can't take on everybody.
I understand.
Isn't that another thing to be thankful for? You blinked off on me there a minute. But it's another thing to be thankful for. You know, it's great when you have the options and someone else doesn't. That's a winning situation. So, your audio's not on now. Audio. Nope. I haven't touched my computer, so it really can't be me. It must be you. Well, everybody, I think Bruce had a little technical difficulty. He'll be right back. I hope your Thanksgiving went real well. I hope everybody got plenty to eat, had plenty of family time, and was able to give thanks together. Bruce is back.
Good save. Yeah. Something knocked me out over here. Yes, appreciate that announcement. So, well, good. I'm glad to know that you're going to be busy. You know, I let's see here. You know, for me, I think things are busy, you know, and a steady busy. So in between now and the end of the year. But then I'm excited. I am genuinely excited about buying another planner, the big planner, and start working on the planner and start seeing what I didn't do this year, what I need to do next year. So I'm excited to do that. I think it'll be a busy year next year. I'm enjoying not having kids in school finally.
Oh, it's like getting a raise too, isn't it?
Oh my God. Yeah. I was like, oh, I can buy this on Amazon now. And
this $39 item.
I put premium gas in the gas tank. Just to be good to the old car. Down like 311 now over at QT, man.
That is so true. Oh my gosh.
I gave my car an early Christmas present, man. Yeah.
Oh, I saw a meme on the internet, had a guy had a car out in the driveway with a big bow on it for his wife. And he said, "Honey, it's just a rental car, but you can keep the bow."
What a sad.
Merry Christmas.
Ooh, boy, he's a good one.
Yeah, they said he should be out of the hospital in about 6 weeks.
Yeah, she's got nothing for him, boy. No. Hey, man, are you about ready for a hand-me-down vehicle? You're going to keep your vehicle.
It's funny. You know, I just had a service last week at the GMC dealership up in Grapevine, and I got 18,300 miles on it. It's 2 years old.
Woo!
They said, man, it's nice.
The thing is worth a lot.
It's clean. It's clean. So, no, I was talking to Steve, the guy that I do things with, but I think I'll probably hang on to it for a while. But, man, I tell you, I look at those doggone trucks, and I still like a truck.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I like my SUV, but, man, I like a truck.
I miss a truck, man. I miss a truck, too, because when you need it, you need it.
But then I like the way these Denali's looking. If they make another change, they upgrade again, get them gooder, you know, because they always make them gooder looking.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'll do. So
can't get much gooder than that. You'd be into the Escalade.
Well, you know what? This is really the Escalade of GMC. It's got all the soundproofing, and it's got as big an engine as an Escalade, and it costs dang near as much as an Escalade. So you're talking a Denali SUV, yeah, that's $100,000.
You have a 6.2 or a 6.7. How big's that engine in there?
I can't even lift it.
It's at least
Is there a 6.5?
It might be.
It's at least a 6.5.
Okay.
It'll talk to you when you press down. Oh. Yeah. And people say, how many miles a gallon do you get? So I don't know.
I didn't buy it for that.
Now, if you go ask them that, then, man, you better go find yourself a real little bitty car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little Metro. Something like that. Scooter.
Oh, LSI.
Yeah. No, I like it. As a matter of fact, Andrew has a 5 BMW 5 Series, and he's got a supercharged 4-cylinder, and I mean, it's hot. But he gets like 35 miles of the gallon or something like that. And he borrowed my car to go to Austin to a memorial. He took some ladies, the mom and stuff like this, and another mom. And yeah, he used a little bit of gas, but he said, Dad, I forget how beautiful these are.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, makes me miss my truck. Hey, if it's a gas heater, it's a big deal. You know, I help support the economy. So,
man, yeah, you 18,000 miles a year. Ocasio-Cortez, is it going to come after you?
Yeah. Yes, she still will. But listen, on one hand, the guy was talking to a comedian. Said, man, I know she's pretty, but she's stupid. But anyway, no, she can come after me. She didn't want to take a ride in it. Matter of fact, she may call me to help her because her battery ran dead in her Tesla.
There you go.
That's a little less than 10,000 miles a year. And I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and I remember my years ago when I was a salesman just in the running. I had a brand new car, and from January to December, I put 72,000 miles on it.
Wow, man.
Just selling cookware. And I was the number one in the region that year as a personal salesman.
Were you driving to Alaska or what the hell?
Well, you sure think so. I wasn't driving maybe 100 miles one way. Well, not one way. I was doing that an awful lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, man. That's a lot of miles, but a lot of shows, and hopefully a lot of sales.
Well, there was. I was number one. And see, back then we didn't close on the show. We made appointments and went back the next day. So there you're almost doubling and tripling your mileage because you're not doing it all in one stop shop.
Is that because of buyer's remorse?
Well, they just found about the thought behind it. Back then we had to have 5 couples to give away this gift. And you don't get that many today, but back then you'd have 5 couples to get the gift. And so people got it in their head. Well, man, if I close tonight and get those sales, I can cook tomorrow night and do the same thing. So I can double my production. That's not what happened because people just didn't put on as many shows. Mm-hmm. But see, when you did those appointments the next day, you booked better shows. And you sold more, and you sold a better set of cookware.
But y'all close on the same day now?
Oh yeah, that's the way we've done it for years.
Oh yeah, you're not getting away.
Well,
so to speak.
That's why people today look for shows more than they did when I was a youngster. When I was a youngster, you asked me Hey Wayne, now I could hear it, but wait a minute. If you were to ask this question, people would roll in their graves. You know, let's say Bruce called me up and said, Wayne, I want to have a show. Oh, wait a minute. Did anybody hear that? Bruce said he wanted to have a show. But if you say, when can you get me in? I said, well, let me look at my calendar. Bruce, it'll be about 2.5 months before I can get you in.
Wow.
That was normal. 2.5, 3 months. I was booked out.
The high demand.
Yeah, well, you book a better show because I'm sitting in front of you booking that show. I'm not just tossing it out on a dinner. Say, hey, you get this at no charge for hosting a show. How many people, da 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 da. it doesn't have that quite a connection. There's that personal connection.
Right.
And plus, when you're on a show, you're closing, you're booking, people put booking last because they go for the sale. They forget what the most important thing is. Get the show booked. If they don't buy tonight, big deal. You got another shot.
Right.
But if they buy because you pushed them, you ain't got a, you know, nobody else has got a shot because they don't want their friends treated the way you just treated them. So it goes around. Booking is the most important.
Booking the show, man.
That's it. Nothing happens till the show.
Booking those clients.
You know how many sets I sold yesterday? None. I didn't have any shows. I was watching football.
There you go.
And I had no sales, too. Because if you don't have a show, you don't have sales.
All right. It equals that. Can you have two sales or more in a show?
Oh, I've had a lot more sales than two. Yeah. I've had them before, seriously, standing in line to for the order. Yeah.
Went 5 for 5 type of thing?
Oh, yes.
Woo!
Yeah. You're pretty happy coming home that day.
Oh, my word. I bet. Definitely made rent, the car payment, and a few other bills.
Well, and then the most important thing is you've got, if you're selling, if you're getting multiple sales, you're booking good shows too, because they like everything. And so if you're getting multiple sales, if you understand what's important, and that's booking a show, you'll get real good shows.
Hey, well,
you remember Bruce on your show? Remember four people got a set of cooker. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And see, it's going to help these people kind of go, really? I better get one too.
I see. Now, I just noticed here recently that Gordon Ramsay, or I guess Gordon Ramsay, the chef, has come out with his own cookware. Is there a dip when some of these guys like Emeril or Gordon, or your business is just steady, regardless?
Our only competition is what's in their cupboard right now. I'm serious. That's it.
Oh, you got all this figured out. I love to hear it, brother. The only competition we have is what's in your cupboard. I love it.
Yeah, that's it. But, you know, and stop and think about it, Bruce. If you go to Dillard's or Macy's and you go to the housewares department, what's around the outside? If they got that cookware.
Right.
They got that George Ramsay or George Foreman. They got Ramsay. They got these different people's names. Mm-hmm. And when you go to a department store, you know why they have that perfume right up front?
Smells good.
Yeah, and you know what the markup is on that?
A lot.
Holy moly, they make a lot of money on that. That's just like you go to a grocery store. The profitable items are on the outside.
Yep.
Because it gets more of the inside, they get less. That's it's like Barney said in the Andy Griffith Show. Andy, I think the whole thing's psychological. And it sure is.
Hey, where was I? I was at a Kroger somewhere in Plano, and I just wanted to get a jug of milk. No, it was Walmart. Anyway, I had to walk all the way through that damn store to get a stinking staple jug of milk, you know. And that's psychological, too. Now it forces me to go through all
these things and see things. And, mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't. Oh, I need that, too.
Yep.
You bet you. That's why they got glass that around those freezer doors, so you can see that ice cream.
You can see it.
Yeah. You know, they don't have a sign, ice cream here. You know, they got, man, you can see it. And it's got the little sale. Today, instead of $6, it's only $5.95. So there's while it lasts.
What a country.
Yeah. It's called free enterprise. I love it. You got to love it. So, but our you just have to know in sales that your competition is what they have, but that's all you're up against. Because when you're walking in that house, the last thing on their mind is a $5,000 set of cookware.
Yeah.
I mean, that's even – they sure didn't wake up this morning thinking about anything like that.
You know what? I'm going to drop $5. Yeah. Yeah.
You've got to take that – and you've got to take Salad Master. You've got to put it on their priority list because they all have – we all have priority list. you got to put it on there, and you got to move from the bottom all the way to the top within that period that you're doing that presentation, that they can't live without it. They got to have it. They won't be able to sleep. You just got to you got to get them so excited they can climb a tree backwards. And
there you go.
And then get the order. Then you got to then you've got to confirm it. I mean, you've got to follow it up, and you've got to sell your sale. You know, let me ask you a question, Bruce. When I deliver your set, what's one of the first things you want to cook in this?
Yeah.
Right. So we ask you another question. When you get your set, who are you going to tell first what you cook? You know, I'm going to get you so you own it.
All that suggestive language there, huh? Yes, sir.
Yep. Anyway, that's what we do. Boy, I tell you.
Man.
You get me excited.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a get fired up, you know, on those sales and yeah, man. So, you know, it's always, you know, for me or client acquisition or whatever, it's just kind of a, you know, have the show here, show summaries, websites, stuff like that. And somebody the other day said, oh, I found you from Psychology Today. I said, oh, wow, I forgot about that one, you know. So yeah. It's real fun to see some of those things produced. Well,
you know, we're in the same bit. I mean, it's, when you get a client that sometimes is a big one,
mm-hmm.
that's like a multiple sales on a show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you hang up the phone and you go, holy mackerel.
Yeah.
This is a good business.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, so you get those, and then you get the ones where just we got an hour here, and that's it. That's a small set.
Right.
No, a piece item.
And that's the thing about coaching. You know, these are typically 3-month engagements. If they extend another 3 months or whatever, then, you know, then that's 6 months, that's half a year, and that's that, you know. And then you only have so much time for so many engagements. And then, you know, it produces a nice.
You know, that lady that we had on the show and that guy in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of have that halfway place, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's a very good structure. I think about that a lot. They have built that. That's a good structure. That's a good business model. And I've thought about that process a lot. Because, I mean, that's a lot of hard work, but, man, they're taking it places. And when they say that they have these Zoom things,
right,
for only $50, but they got 300 people on them.
That's right. That's a lot of coin.
Yeah, that's a lot of coin. You can go down and you can have somebody else go to the back of Walmart and get that jug of milk.
There you go. Sure can.
Hey, sure. Fred. Run in there and get a jug of milk. Don't get anything else. I got to get home going to Zoom call.
Yeah, man. Take it out. Take it out and trade. Well, all right, man. We just got a couple minutes left. Good to check in with you. You know, we'll see what the future holds. I know we got some guests coming around the corner here. So appreciate everybody just kind of going with the free flow with Bruce and Wayne today. So again, stop by the Apple Podcast site, iHeartMedia, as well as other Amazon, what's it called? Audible. There we go. Amazon Audible has us now. So we're just doing good, man. The little podcast that could continues to go on. Again, thank you so much for our Sam at the station. We appreciate you, love you. And of course, my man Ronan, who posts the show summaries and when I get them to him, and he's there for us as well. So it takes a village, even for the little podcast it could. Special thanks to Drew. Drew's my intern here, and he's now a life coach, and Drew assisted us with the production. So a good kid out of Auburn University. So we'll
forgive him for that.
He'll be graduating, coming in there. So, all right, everybody, we'll have a blessed week, and we'll see you here next time on the Concierge Coaches Show. And Wayne, how do people get on Wayne?
Oh, that same old Wayne_515_.
Yahoo.
I got it back. wayne_515@yahoo.com. And Sam, thank you, buddy. And you and everyone are in our prayers.
Yes, absolutely. All right, everybody, take care. We'll see you next time on the Concierge Coaches Show. Have a blessed week. See you.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Campbell.